Hello again, it's Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. It's homecoming week at Seaman High School and a good time to catch up with a few of our wrestlers who also compete in fall sports. Seaman Athletic Booster Club Vice President Jeff Cowan is also going to be checking in, but first, let's take a peek at the 2016-17 schedule. We still have the most important part of the fall season to go, but with only about a month until the winter sports season begins, it's not too early to at least elevate that season to the back burner. For the first time in several years, the schedule will be a carbon copy of the previous year's schedule, with a major wrinkle. Earlier this year, Kansas State High School Athletic Association, or KSHA, announced that 5A and 6A schools would be joining their 4A and 3-2-1A counterparts in competing in, essentially, super regional competitions where two regionals of 16 teams will be competing in a two-day tournament, rather than the one-day, four-regional setup that we have become accustomed to. Rather than four qualifiers coming out of four regionals, eight will now qualify from two state qualifying events. The schedule remains the same, but it happens to be a year that the Vikes have more home events than in any year in at least the past decade. Aside from the Seaman Duels, we will host the Gardner-Edgerton Duel, the Manhattan JV Duel, and the Mill Valley-Shawnee Heights Double Duel. The wrestlers will again begin the season at the Gardner-Edgerton Invitational on opening weekend, December 3rd. This tournament is as tough as it gets, with powerful teams from Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, in addition to some of the best teams that Kansas has to offer. A varsity-only duel with Gardner-Edgerton fouls at home on December 7th. The Eagle Duels in Colby are up next. This two-day tournament is slated for December 9th and 10th. The Lee Summit Invitational in Missouri will be on December 16th and 17th. This is another two-day tournament with the potential for up to eight matches at a time when we need to evaluate strengths and areas of needs heading into the break. First up after Christmas break is our signature event, the Seaman Duels and JV Tournament on January 7th. We hope to defend our team title in year number five for this event. Our seniors will be recognized before the final duel, so come out and pack the house. We will again have a full week of preparation prior to the Bobcat Classic at Baser-Linwood High School. This has been helpful with our focus in preparing for one of the toughest, highest profile events in the state each year. The Shawnee Heights-Mill Valley Double Duel will be at home this year on January 18th. Heights is always a challenge on the schedule, and Mill Valley collected another state trophy last year. Emporia hosts their dual tournament on January 21st. This tournament always has a number of powerful teams involved. The Vikes look to finish higher in the standings than they have in recent years. The Southeast Kansas Invitational in Chanute is a well-run event in a wrestling town. This 12-plus team tournament hosts some of the stronger teams from the area, including the host, who has finished strong in 4A in recent years, Mill Valley, and Ark City, who is a traditional state power. That event will take place on January 28th. The Centennial League Tournament will take place at Topeka High on February 4th. Our league is one of the better wrestling leagues in the state, so this event happens at the perfect time in our schedule. The regional tournament will be held on February 18th at a site yet to be determined. The announcement will likely not be made prior to Christmas. With only two regional sites, it'll be interesting to see where we end up. This year will be the sixth year in a row that the 5A and 6A state tournament will be held at Hartman Arena in Park City. The date for state is February 24th and 25th, 2017. Seaman is again in the 5A classification. This year's theme is Begin with the End in Mind, every day. Like all of our themes, it relates to life as well as the current wrestling season. The 2016-17 theme probably makes that connection better than most. Whether relating to school outcomes, career goals, or leaving a legacy, beginning with the end in mind every day makes a lot of sense in regard to setting goals and working towards them. Let's now turn our attention to a report on the soccer season with Dre Podlina. Dre was a regular in the wrestling lineup during his freshman and sophomore seasons and looks for a breakout season this year as a junior. An injury just 2 weeks shy of the regional tournament last year ended his season that would have most certainly took him to Hartman Arena and the state tournament. Dre is also a soccer player at Seaman, and today we'll be visiting with him about how his season is going and about the benefits of multi-sport participation. With us in studio today is Dre Podlina. Dre, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, here we are in early October, already looking at the final stretch of the soccer season. Give us an update on how the team is doing and what the prospects are for the possibility of postseason play.
Right now, we are doing amazing, really playing as a team, and we want to continue our success and hard work to get into state.
If I'm understanding right, your record is 7-0-2, and who were the two ties to this year?
They were against Shawnee Heights and Mill Valley.
You are a varsity-level athlete in both wrestling and soccer, and have participated in both sports for a long time. How do you think that playing soccer helps wrestling and vice versa?
Soccer helps keep me in shape for wrestling season, and wrestling helps make me stronger for the soccer field.
And talk a little bit about the footwork. I know in the past we've had some soccer players, and that's what kind of stood out to me is the footwork. Talk about that a little bit and what drills you do and what how important that is to soccer.
The footwork we do here is we try to keep it low, and like we try to take our space. If we have space in the middle of the field, we'll get our touches in, and really whatever movement we can on the ball, we'll have short touches or long touches depending on who's guarding us and stuff like that. But the drills, we do some short, quick touches so we can get our touches in the game and get some passes off so we can get some goals.
All right. Well, maybe we ought to implement that in wrestling season a little bit, because it really does seem to be a characteristic of soccer players when they're on the mat. So you carry a 3.7 GPA, and I'm sure are looking to attend college after your days at SHS. What is your secret to maintaining such a high academic standards while participating in both soccer and wrestling back-to-back seasons?
I have always had to study hard to maintain good grades, so I also had to apply myself to my athletics as well as my grades.
All right. Let's talk about Coach Rocastle a little bit here. He's immersed in coaching soccer year-round, and he's a former professional with impressive credentials that include stints with Sporting KC and soccer giant Chelsea in his native England. It was pretty impressive. So how has Coach Rocastle helped develop your skills and general approach to the game?
He always tells our team to always give it your best, no matter what you're doing. Like even if you're like doing the dishes, be the best at it, or doing your homework, be the best at it. Just be your best, even if it's not on the field. Maybe you want to go to college, you gotta be the best at it.
Like I say, it was really really impressive to read of his credentials, and how fortunate you guys are to have a coach with those kind of credentials. And I'm told does a very, very good job, in the day-to-day management as well. So what the team is having a great season, as we said. What's the outlook for the home stretch here and playoffs what are you guys looking to do at the end of the season?
We are planning on winning regionals, one step further. Even if we can, we need to get to state too. But this year, and we need to take in Craig's information as we're going in to regionals and state and keep listening to him.
Well, thanks for joining the Seaman Wrestling Report today. I wish you and the soccer team the best as you prepare for the postseason play.
Thank you. I am excited about our success so far.
Dre's brother Dawson is a senior this year. In addition to starring on the wrestling team, he is also one of the top cross-country runners in the state this year with aspirations of competing in college. We want to welcome an old vet to the interview scene, Dawson Podlina, to the program today to give us his insight on the cross-country season. Dawson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
The term senioritis usually has a negative connotation of slacking off your senior year as you look towards the next step. You must have not gotten that memo, because it looks like what senioritis means to you is doubling down and making the most of your senior year. Is that the case, or are you just improving that much at the right time?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've really started improving this year just because of my previous seasons of cross country. But in addition, I'm really doubling down. I'm trying to put the most effort into my workout so I can get the best possible results, and it's really paying off for me this season.
Well, this has been a great fall for all sports at Seaman High School, and the cross country team is no exception. They're having a great season. How do you account for the solid season that the guys are putting together, and what are the team goals as the season hits the home stretch?
Yeah, we're definitely having a great season. Most of the guys are returners from last year. They've been in the big races before, and they know what to expect. And I think our goals near the end of the season are to win city, to win league, to win regionals, and place top three at state. those would be great goals of ours, and it'd be a great, great achievement for our senior years, for the seniors.
All right, and the way things are looking, that I think those goals are probably pretty realistic. Tell us where you're considering attending college next fall.
Right now I'm applying to the Naval Academy, and that's my number one college right now, and I hope to get accepted. But I also have some reserve colleges in mind. Pitt State, Emporia, and Maryville are my next three options, and I'm looking at running at all four of these colleges that I attend, well, one of the colleges that I attend next season.
I followed Galen Rupp's Olympic trials performance and his fifth place showing in the 10,000 meters in Rio, along with his marathon bronze. It was amazing that he would compete at such a high level in both distance events. What was even more incredible to me was hearing his training regimen that included weeks of 145 miles. That's 20-plus miles a day. In talking with Coach Weens, he said that your potential for continued progress in getting your times down in college is promising due to the greater number of miles that college runners train, in addition to the more year-round commitment. I don't imagine you are preparing for 145 miles per week, but what do you think about increasing your mileage output at the next level?
I think it's a must. Right now, I'm at a mere 50 miles a week, but that's just simply because we don't run as far as the big competitors like Galen Rupp. He has 145 miles a week, and that's because he's running a marathon 26.2 miles rather than just 3 miles. But when I go into college, I'm definitely going to increase my mileage, probably around 70 to 80, in order to be prepared for those longer races, such as the 8K and 10K. And I think it will really help my training, and I think I'll improve.
I tell people that you have a perfect GPA, meaning that you have earned straight A's in every course that you have attempted here at Seaman High School, including every honors course available. You have a God-given gift in athletics and academics, but how do you nurture those gifts at such a high level, and what do you hope to do professionally after college?
Professionally after college, I plan to do something with accounting or engineering. Kind of like numbers, kind of like math a little bit, and I hope that in the future I can do something with numbers. But also, I've been in the bank the last 2 years. I'm really enjoying that, so that's kind of where my accounting interest is. And engineering, I think, is fun and interesting, and maybe I could do something in there too.
All right, Dawson, well, thanks for taking time to catch up, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be homecoming without visiting with a couple of the boys of fall. The 2016 season on the gridiron has been fantastic. The Vikes take a 4-1 record into their homecoming contest against Emporia and are receiving mention in the 5A rankings for the first time since the Clinton administration. Friday night, the Vikes had a good battle with Manhattan, who are highly ranked in 6A. Two major reasons for that success are Sam Payne and Matt Schlossman. Payne, only a sophomore, wears number 14 and plays linebacker and backup QB on varsity. Schlossman, a senior, wearing number 50, plays center and defensive tackle. Up first is three-time state qualifier and Urban Hills resident, Matt Schlossman. Matt, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the season and where you expect things to wind up in the end.
Well, thanks for having me. Things are going pretty great under Coach O'Neill. He's getting the guys buy in. We had a little bit of a tough one last night against Manhattan, but there's no doubt in my mind Coach O'Neill will have a plan this week. We'll bounce back and take care of business for sure next week, and then hopefully be sitting pretty once playoff time comes.
It is an exciting brand of football to watch for sure. During the Hayden game, AM 1440 radio personality Mike Manns announced your dimensions as something like 6'1", 185, and he went on to say you are small for the line. I'm not sure where he came up with those numbers, because you are actually a few inches shorter and several pounds south of those figures. Even so, you've made your presence felt on the line this year and in the past few years. Tell us about how you came to take your place on the line, where we normally think of players twice your size.
Yeah, well, growing up, I saw Cole Schreiner, previous Seaman wrestling and football player, playing D-line. He was also pretty undersized, and just growing up and seeing him kind of dig it out on the D-line kind of encouraged me to try it out, and I started out with my freshman year and just kind of built from there, and now it's kind of just where I like to be at. I mean, I love kind of digging in the trenches, going against those big boys, and trying to scrap and make tackles.
I mean, where do you intend to attend school next fall?
The plan right now is to go to Kansas State University.
All right, and what are you thinking on majoring in?
Plan right now is to go into personal financial advising. So, I'd work at somewhere like an Edward Jones or something, and help people financially and whatnot.
Speaking of K-State, you're a big K-State fan. Do you think how's their season going, and do you think they'll make a run to a decent bowl this year?
Yeah, I mean, the Cats, there's still some question marks because the only true test they've really had so far is Stanford. But, with Big 12 play opening up this week, I could see, the Cats doing pretty well. They've got one of the strongest defenses for sure in the Big 12, and that'll at least keep them in games. And if, Jesse Ertz and the offense can get things rolling, I think anything's possible. Hopefully they'll be sitting better than their 6-6 record last year, and hopefully get to a little bit better of a bowl.
And finally, you are preparing yourself well for college by maintaining a 4.0 GPA at Seaman High School. What do you think it'll be like maintaining your grades without having athletics taking up so much time?
Well, obviously, college athletics is going to be college academics are going to be a step up from high school academics, but I plan to still I'll have to devote more time to studies for sure, but I also try to plan to stay involved, going and working out at, the rec center, and then also potentially doing the intramural wrestling program at K-State.
Well, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, Matt. Good luck to you and the Vikes as you prepare to take on Emporia for homecoming and with the rest of the season as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sam Payne is a three-sport athlete with a sparkling 3.5 GPA. The sophomore is a starter on the football team, was a state qualifier on the wrestling team as a freshman, and looks to make an impact on Coach Bushnell's baseball team this spring. Sam is the whole package, good student, talented athlete, and just an all-around great kid. He has taken time out of his busy schedule to join us today. Sam, how are you preparing for the big game on Friday night?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for the big game. It's going to be a big crowd, big game, homecoming week, obviously. I'm just trying to get my mind right, just ready to make the big plays.
You established yourself as a freshman in football, and due to a coaching change, had to reestablish yourself. How has that transition gone for you?
Last year to this year is definitely different. Coach O'Neill came in a lot different way of doing things, a lot more hard work and stuff. But, yeah, this year I definitely, turned myself around and worked my butt off all summer, and it paid off really well.
How do you feel about what's happening in football so far this season, and what are your hopes for the next several weeks?
Yeah, we're definitely doing good this season, but we all agree that we're not to where we want to be yet. We want to be a lot better than we are.
You have this season to take care of course, the rest of this season, but I'm sure you're looking to take over quarterback duties next year and are prepared to step in if needed this year. Having a quality QB like Dalton Cowan around is valuable for your development. What are you picking up from him that you plan to utilize when it's your time to come step into that role?
Yeah, Cowan, he's definitely been one of my role models. He's been working with me a lot about leadership and not letting things snowball and keeping everything going smoothly on the field.
Right. You put it together at the right time last season and qualified for state in wrestling, winning one of the most memorable blood round matches in all of my years in coaching. Does a moment like that carry over to the batter's box in baseball or stepping into the hole to make a stop on a bruising fullback on the gridiron?
Yeah, that moment really, it comes into my everyday life, and especially in sports, because as a sophomore linebacker, I'm the underdog in almost every case, so I have to work pretty hard to keep up with them.
Right. As a sophomore, it's not too early to begin thinking about the next step. Are you looking at playing sports in college?
Yes, I'm definitely looking into it. Hopefully football and baseball. I haven't really decided yet, but if both, that'd be really awesome.
Thanks for taking the time to join the Seaman Wrestling Report, and good luck Friday night and the rest of the season.
Thank you, Coach Kelly. It was a pleasure.
In the final segment of today's program, I want to spend some time promoting the Seaman Athletic Booster Club. With us on the line today is SABC Vice President Jeff Cowan. Let's jump right into it. Take us through a year in the life of the Seaman Athletic Booster Club. Most probably recognize the barbecue in the fall, the chili feed during the winter sports season, and the auction in the spring. What a turnout that was this spring, by the way. What other activities, meetings, and fundraising efforts is the organization involved in?
The Booster Club does a lot of behind-the-scenes work over the course of the year. We have got some of the things you'd reference, some of the things that, you know, people kind of probably will be familiar with. Tailgate, chili feed, the spring auction is a big event. Spiritware, we've got a trailer at all football games and during winter sports, number of events, we're selling Spiritware. Program advertising, Seaman Relay concessions, those are all things we do in an effort to raise money in addition to memberships. And then some of the things that we support, watermelon seed here a couple weeks ago, homecoming parade, we're involved with that, all the senior night flowers, bonfire coming up at homecoming, a lot of things that are put together that people probably don't realize that Booster Club was behind it.
Speaking of membership, how does one become a member, and what are the costs associated with that membership?
Memberships are $20 an individual or $35 per couple. The way you can get the membership is the website, which is simply SeamanAthleticBoosterClub.com. You can go on there, contact any board member. They can help you. Our phone numbers are listed. They can help you get a membership. The trailer at the football games every Friday night and during the winter events where we're selling Spiritware, those are the easiest ways to become a member.
So how many members does the SABC usually have each year?
We shoot for at least 250. And right now we're early part of the year, so we're kind of in that membership drive mode. We're not there yet. We've got about 100, I believe last count was about 160 memberships so far. So we're still shooting to get to that 250 mark.
Okay.
So we're kind of improving things from a membership standpoint, that we're getting some local vendors to provide some discounts if you frequent our business. So there's some additional benefits of becoming a member.
So you talked about the fundraising efforts. And so specifically, how are those funds used in to support the sports programs at Seaman High School?
Well, there are 21 sports, and each one of those, along with a cheerleading sponsor, submit a wish list at the end of the year, kind of a coach's list of the items and equipment, sports items that they need for their programs. Those are submitted. There's a process we go through based on what we have budgeted. And last year we were, with the exception of one small item, I believe we were 100%. We fulfilled 100% of all coaches' wish lists. So every organization was able to get what the coaches deemed were necessary for their program.
Well, very good. And I will say that's a really nice benefit, because it's usually items that your budget doesn't really allow for. So it's really a nice perk for us coaches and for the program. So who are the board members this year?
Natalie Sykes is president. I am vice president. Tracy Jepson is the treasurer. Kristen Garman is kind of the at-large board member. Terry Travers, very active on the board. And then what people don't realize that we want to kind of communicate is that anybody that's a member of the Booster Club is welcome to come to meetings. They are the second Wednesday of each month at 6:30, and you can come kind of see what it's all about. And by all means, opinions and ideas are always welcomed.
And speaking of those meetings, we always have a call for reps from individual sports. Tell us why that's important for each individual sport to be represented at those meetings.
Well, Pat, as you know, when it's in season for the coaches, they're busy people working with their team. So it's important from the standpoint of communication for each team to be represented by a parent, so that they can relay to the Booster Club kind of what's going on with the team, some ideas of what may be needed, if there's anything immediately that the team is realizing they're without something, and vice versa. the parent rep can also communicate back to the coach. Hey, these are some of the things that are coming up. Is, you know, some ideas that kids might want to be involved with as far as some of the social aspects, and just kind of keeping the coach tuned in, because they're busy coaching the teams and really don't have the time to be tuned in to what's going on outside of just coaching their teams.
So you and your wife, Cassie, both have accomplished sports backgrounds. Tell us a little bit about that, and also how being parents of four plays into your motivation to be involved with the Booster Club.
Well, we both understand and appreciate the importance of kids being involved, you know, in organizations, activities, whether that be a sports team, whether that be in the band or a club, just, you know, something for the kids to identify with. It's a built-in system of friendships, and you know, the kids are going through the same things that they're going through, and we really believe in the importance of that, and have tried to be supportive. You know, with four kids, it's busy and active, but, you know, we wouldn't want it any other way. And at the high school level, we just know that it's important for kids to be, you know, part of a group. And so we've tried to be very supportive of that. And the Booster Club is a great way for parents to also show their kids, hey, we're going to be active and involved. So great organization. We're, as I said, in the midst of a membership drive and looking for more folks to become involved.
Thank you for taking the time to join us. And on behalf of all the sports programs at Seaman High School, big thanks for all the Booster Club does for our programs and ultimately for our student athletes.
You bet. Thank you.
This has been Coach Kelly with the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.
If I mess up, can I redo it?
It depends how much you mess up. If you really mess up, it might be entertaining to have it out there.